How to get him to commit. 8 powerful secrets.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled, helping people in 60 different countries. And we are excited when we work with people all over the world. It's absolutely amazing the kind of results that the Law of Attraction brings to people's life. It's just absolutely incredible. But the secret is, the biggest secret to the Law of Attraction is you really need to be clear. You have to be clear, and you cannot allow other counterintentions or other desires to kind of get in there and mingle up with what you truly desire. And that involves building a relationship with the universe, knowing what you truly desire, what is truly going to fulfill you. And so I'm going to send you right now some energy. And as I send this energy, I'm going to send it with these words. Never desire something or someone that does not belong in your future. If you don't have a clear picture of whatever it is you desire, that job, a career advancement, relationship, if you don't have a clear picture that it belongs, it's not just something you'd like to see in your future, it belongs in your future. If you don't have a clear understanding of that, if you don't see it, if you don't feel it clearly, then I wouldn't put any energy into desiring it. Focus on that which belongs in your future. I hope you receive this energy into your life. It's empowering. And I hope you use it to heal whatever pain you're going through, whether it's financial, emotional, mental, because you deserve to be healed. You deserve to be whole. You deserve to have an incredible life of manifesting anything you desire. That's what it's about. You are a co-creator of your reality. And to think anything less is absolutely ridiculous. Today, I'm talking to everybody, but particularly to the women in the audience who are in a relationship that is floating along. Maybe it's going well. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're not even talking, or maybe you're talking a lot. But for whatever reason, he doesn't want to commit. He doesn't want to take it to the next level. He's happy with the way things are right now. I'm going to share with you 8 powerful secrets in this podcast that are absolutely going to change your life. But first, I'm going to say this. Whatever can be done through a book, an audio program, a video program, or even one-on-one mentoring can be done 1,000 times more quickly, more efficiently, and more effectively at manifesting beyond belief in Taos, New Mexico. Now, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that we reserved a large block of rooms at the resort, and those rooms are gone. I mean, they're all taken up. However, we have something on our side that's very, very powerful. It's called my wife, Rachel. And Rachel is going to work with you to get you into the resort at the discounted rate. Now, if that doesn't happen, we have a number of people staying at other bed and breakfasts that are really nice. I've stayed there at other hotels nearby. And I want you to attend Manifesting Beyond Belief. I don't know who you are, but I believe you belong there. So you need to set your reservations today. So get your ticket today. Visit manifestingbeyondbelief.com. And hey, if you live in Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, you can drive there. Whatever we could do through any other method, we can do it 1,000 times quicker and with more potency when you attend Manifesting Beyond Belief. I promise that within 90 minutes of attending this event, you will begin manifesting, and all of you will experience incredible increase in your life, because you'll have the skills and you'll have the clarity and you'll have the energy flowing through you rather than going in every direction. Okay, manifestingbeyondbelief.com. Let's go there now. Let's get this taken care of. I'm coming there early. I'm leaving Wednesday evening. Let's get on with this. Number one, if you want to have a relationship where there is commitment, not just from yourself, but from him, where he is regularly committing to the next level, then you need to have clear intentions of your desires, not wants, desires. You need to know exactly what you desire out of life. And when you know clearly what you desire out of a relationship, what is it that you really desire out of a relationship? What is it that is at the core of that desire? You've got to be honest with yourself. This is what I truly desire. And make that your intention. Because anything less is not going to, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be fulfilled. Two, clear yourself of counterintentions, fears, doubts, apprehensions. Oh, well, he's dated so many people. Why would he want to be with me? Or it's been 3 years that we've been dating together. What makes me believe he'll change his mind now? Or I'm too old for him. I'm too young for him. You know, these are counterintentions. Everybody he's ever been with was a blonde. I'm a brunette. A counterintention. Whatever you believe about yourself that makes yourself less than the perfect person to be in his life as his mate, as his partner, as his lover, whatever it is, whatever thought, whatever fear, whatever doubt, that's a counterintention, and that's what you're truly attracting. Did you just hear what I said? That's what you're truly attracting. Three, I believe it's absolutely essential for you now more than ever. I know when there's a breakup, people start working on themselves. They start, oh, I got to work on myself. Work on yourself before the breakup. Work on yourself before you get together. Start working on yourself right now by empowering your vibration, by developing more class, higher vibration, by meditating, by exercising more and eating clean foods, more to the vegetable side, less to the hamburgers and hot dog side. Practicing yoga, drinking rose quartz water. Oh, if you don't know about that, I'll tell you about it another podcast. We did a whole podcast on it. But rose quartz water will absolutely raise your vibration. Start attending some classes. Go to the meetup groups and say, well, here's a meditation class, or here's a class on the law of attraction. It's a group. Start surrounding yourself with beautiful items if you don't already do that. crystals, flowers, positive things of inspiration. Everything and anything that can raise your vibration. Spend time in nature. It's so important. Use only positive words. Do not use negative words or language or thought patterns. Well, next, make your deal breakers. And you should have them written down already. I mean, you should have them written down before you get together. But if you don't have deal breakers, sit down, spend a night with the phone turned off, the television off, the radio off, light a few candles and sit down and say, what are my deal breakers? What are the things that would be so devastating to me that I would have to end this relationship? And write them down. You need to have clear intentions. Clear intentions means knowing what you desire, but it also means knowing what you will not put up with. Have clear deal breakers. But more importantly, make those deal breakers known to your partner or to the person you're dating or about to date or the person you're in a relationship with right now. Know your deal breakers clearly, concisely, and stick with them. You know, in NLP, we talk about positive association. This is number 5. Positive association is so important. One of the things I teach men is never go somewhere and let a woman that you're trying to become close with unload about her ex, because then you become associated with her ex. You move into the friend zone or the uncle zone where, you know, she pours all of her garbage on you, but she doesn't associate you with thrill, with fun, with excitement, with joy, with love, with happiness. And the same is true with you, ladies. You've got to be associated with those emotions, those positive emotions of fun. I have a client right now. Oh, she's a tough one. She calls her boyfriend up and she bitches at him about this and yells at him about this and why didn't you do this? And if you truly loved me, you would do this. And he's at the point now, I just know it. I haven't talked with him, but he's at the point now where he associates her with pain, with nagging, with just down energy. And he associates his buds with fun. He should be associating her with fun, but he doesn't do that. So you want to be associated with happiness and joy and fun. I want him to be chasing you. But once you start trying to corral him before he's ready, before he's even thought about it, once you start doing that, you start moving out of the fun zone and into the whatever other zone you want to call it. I'm not sure, but it's not fun. Okay? So be associated with fun. Well, number 6, you're going to disagree with me on this one. That's okay. Go for it. Do not sleep with him. Or if you do, do it on rare and special occasions. Oh, yeah, I know. That, Robert, you're getting old school on us now. You're getting old fashioned on us. No, I'm not getting old fashioned. I'm using logic. You know, one of the examples I use with my clients is if a delivery man came to your door and he had 2 boxes, one was a box of diamonds and one was a box of rocks, which one would you select from the delivery man? And everybody says, well, I'd select the diamonds, of course. Yeah. Why? Because they're rare. That's why. That's the only reason diamonds have a higher value. They're rare. Be rare. If you're sleeping with him every time he calls you to come over, If you are no longer going out and visiting people and doing fun things, all you're doing is sleeping together, that's what he associates you with. And you've got to broaden that association. And here's the part that you're not going to want to believe. You've attracted it. You've manifested it. That's what you've manifested. I understand that. People say, well, Robert, I'm in a relationship. He just doesn't want to commit. Why did you attract that? Why did you manifest that? Remember, you've got to take responsibility for every part of your life, not just for the good things that happen. Every part. And you, at some level, manifested that. You, at some level, have fears and doubts. And that's why he is not moving toward you in a committed relationship, because there's a part of you that really is fearful of that. Oh yeah, Robert's getting deep today, but listen, if you are sleeping with him all the time on a regular basis, there's no he's already taken the relationship as far as it's going to go. Keep it rare. Keep it special. Make it a reward for commitment and acting on the commitment. Don't just believe words, ladies. I know you want to, you know, well, come on over to my place, because next week or next month I'm going to buy you a ring. Don't wait till you get the ring. Wait till it's announced. Wait till everybody knows. Why be in a hurry? Look at, if he's willing to walk because you're not sleeping with him, or you're not sleeping with him often, then he was going to walk anyway. That's what you attracted. So you think about that. Okay, number 7, hang out with your male best friends. And if you don't have any male best friends, it's time for you to make some. You need some male best friends that you can go hiking with, that you can do. I'm just with my best friend. We don't. We're just friends. Now, here is the thing about men. There's not a man alive that believes that women and men can just be friends, especially if they're attractive. But most men do not believe in their gut that a man is a friend just to be a friend. They don't believe that. So when you're out with your male best friends, they're not dates, they're not lovers, they're best friends. When you're hanging out with your male BFFs, he's thinking, oh man, she's got a lot of guys wanting her. I gotta get a commitment. I gotta get her to commit to me. And isn't that what you really want? You want commitment. So start hanging out with your male best friends. Number 8, I love this one. Practice creative visualization daily. Create the life that you desire. Create the outcome that you hunger for, that you truly want. Practice creative visualization daily.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
When you go to lawofattractionsolutions.com, you can claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We can help you have the love you crave. I mean that. Okay, we are out of time. We're going to see you at Manifesting Beyond Belief. And you can get signed up today at manifestingbeyondbelief.com. You have a great day now. You have a great relationship because you deserve it. Bye-bye.